You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Ladies and gentlemen, the next president of the United States of America, Barack Obama.
That, the Democratic elder statesman Al Gore endorsing Barack Obama in Michigan at a campaign fundraiser last night. The former vice president quoted John F. Kennedy and rattled off a list of challenges facing the nation while imploring Democrats to get behind the candidate he says can make change happen. Jeff Zeleny, covering the event for the New York Times, was there. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
It looked like a big night for Obama. It was a frenzied crowd in the very important state of Michigan. Is this a different kind of endorsement, a game changer perhaps for the presumed Democratic nominee?
Well, I think it might have been a game changer had it come a little bit earlier, but you know, certainly Senator Obama has already won the Democratic nomination. They had been hoping all along, supporters of Senator Obama and some of his advisors, that that former Vice President Al Gore actually may come out sooner in this process and endorse Senator Obama, and that would have been, you know, quite something if he would have sided with Senator Obama while he was still in his primary with Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton. One thing that was interesting, Senator Obama and Al Gore have been talking over these months several times, really having a lot of phone conversations. Last fall, Senator Obama had a private meeting in Nashville with Al Gore. So Senator Obama yesterday said Al Gore was actually very helpful to him during the primary. So going forward, I think it'll be interesting to see what kind of role Al Gore plays. Seeing the two of them on stage last night at this arena sort of showed the difference in ages and experiences. Some 14 years separate them, but they seem to have a close bond with one another. And a lot of people in the audience that we spoke to were saying, I wonder if something else is going on here. So we'll see if he ends up being on the short list for running mate. I don't think so, but we'll see.
Boy, I think you just answered my first three questions to you, Jeff. But he did. It was interesting to see the two of them on stage. And Vice President, former Vice President Al Gore, went straight to one of the criticisms that Barack Obama has faced, which is his inexperience. Let's listen.
To exclude from positions of trust and command all those below the age of 44 would have kept Jefferson from writing the Declaration of Independence, Washington from commanding the Continental Army, Madison from fathering the Constitution, and Christopher Columbus from even discovering America.
Does Al Gore's opinion carry more weight with hardcore Democrats than, say, others who have backed Barack to this point?
I think the former vice president certainly has a fairly a rarefied place in the Democratic Party among Democratic supporters. He basically has been vindicated in a lot of his thinking. A lot of his views and judgments have proven to be right. So when Mr. Gore was saying those things yesterday, it was interesting to see the smile on Senator Obama's face. Perhaps only a few people could make the argument that Al Gore was making last night. I think one of them is Bill Clinton, who was even younger when he was elected. So if age becomes an issue in the campaign, I think he found a pretty good defender last night.
Well, it was interesting that Clinton wasn't mentioned in that list, Jeff. I'm just wondering if people look at Gore and Obama up there on stage and trying to imagine a ticket with both of them on it, think of a kind of a 2000 do-over. I mean, in some ways, you go all the way back pre-Bush if you have Gore with any sort of serious connection to your campaign.
Which I think is one of the reasons this probably wouldn't happen, and probably one of the reasons that the former vice president might not even be interested in something like this. But, you know, who knows? The next 6 weeks, maybe 8 weeks, are all about speculating who's going to be the potential running mate. But one thing that was interesting, Al Gore yesterday, or last night when he was speaking, it was certainly a vigorous endorsement of Senator Obama, but it was also a bit of a chance for Al Gore, I think, to get a few things off his chest. He very seldom mentions the Supreme Court decision. Last night, he used that as an example of saying elections do matter, and he mentions the word Supreme Court, which he seldom does.
So we'll have to see what role Al Gore does play in a Barack Obama presidential
Let the wild speculation begin. Jeff Zeleny.
Oh, just a quick question for you, very quick. Do you get any sleep, Jeff?
You know, since the primaries have ended, we've actually gotten quite a bit of sleep. The campaign, you know, had two events yesterday, which I think the last time I talked to you guys a couple months ago, we hit like 10 states in a day. So we're getting a little sleep.
Good for you. Jeff Zeleny reporting for The New York Times. Thank you.